This podcast is brought to you by Radio Reverb. If you like what you hear, please support us by donating online at radioreverb.com.
The What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
You're listening to What's the Crack here on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. This is Brighton's weekly Irish radio show. Now, we know from your feedback and your emails and your contact that there's a lot of Irish people here in Brighton and a lot of Irish people of all ages in Brighton listening to the show, which is good because we're going to speak to someone right now who's looking for some help from the Irish community here in Brighton. To explain more, I've got Brian Comiskey in the studio. Hi, Brian.
Hiya. How are you?
Good, not bad, not bad. So you've got a plea for the people of Brighton.
Just
tell us exactly what it is you're looking for, what information you're looking for.
So basically looking for any photos, any sort of information, trying to track down the story of my grandmother that used to live out here. So she was here, I think it was about 1948 through to about 1953. But it's a period of her life that we don't really have a huge amount of information from. But I suppose it was quite a pivotal moment for her where she actually met my grandfather out here. So, yeah, just trying to do a shout out to everybody to see if there's anybody out there that can rack their brains or see if they've got any information for us.
So your grandmother's, first of all, what's the name?
So it was Margaret Curran was her original name. Peggy is what she was mostly known by. And then she got married to Dick Donovan, so she became Peggy Donovan. That's sort of where the family came back. But they moved back across to, she's living in Dublin for most of her life after that. So
she, whereabouts in Ireland was she originally from?
So she was originally from Kilkenny. So right in the heart of Kilkenny, to be honest. Lived down there for, the first sort of, I think it was about 20 years of her life, by the time she started coming across. But my grandfather then was from Tiptown. So they've kind of been a bit all over the place. And I think most of the family now are in Dublin because, you know, everybody gravitates towards the capital.
So a bit like the two of us, we're both kind of Irish people living here in Britain. Yeah. We've kind of come over here for work and for anything else. So your grandmother and grandfather both moved to Britain back in the 40s, you're saying, is it?
Yes. So it was the late 40s. So we think it was about 1948 through to about 1953-ish. It was sort of a roundabout estimate that was given to me by my auntie. She's done a lot of sort of diving into the family history to try figure out. So she's pulled out a few bits and pieces for me to be able to try track down, seeing as I'm a bit closer living over here now.
So how old was your grandmother when she moved to Brighton, do you know?
Not 100% sure, to be honest. It's kind of, as I said, it's one of those periods of her life that I'm not 100% sure about.
So she worked over here. She had a job here in Brighton.
Yeah. So she used to live down sort of in Brunswick Place, which apparently is a beautiful section of the city. It's quite nice. I took a walk down there yesterday to see the old building. So that was absolutely brilliant. But yeah, she started off working for a Jewish family. So she was minding their two kids. I believe it was Carl and Tony were the two kids. Apparently their father owned a business in London. She was minding the kids. She used to take them down onto the Pebble Beach, get them an ice cream. Sort of, she's got very, very fond memories when I spoke to her about her. So, and that was probably about 6 months ago when she finally started to sort of open up about her time here. So, and that was the first experience I had of her.
This is kind of I suppose memories that she had of her time here, as you said, a pivotal time here, because that's where she met your grandfather.
Yeah. She met him working in the Irish Club, in Brighton. So she used to work doing admin for the club itself. Worked with a gentleman by the name of Michael Ryan. He was originally from Oola, apparently. She did all of the sort of admin bits and pieces for them. But my grandfather apparently came from a pretty affluent family in Tipperary. Hadn't really done a huge amount of work in his life. So when he came across here, he was put to manual labour and used to come back to the club with his hands breaking out in sores, and my grandmother then used to actually bathe his hands. So that was sort of the first connection that they really had. She used to, every time he came back, he'd have red hands, blisters coming out everywhere. Oh. So she'd sit down and bathe them in the salts and the waters and try and make them recover so he can actually get back out there and do it again.
So they bonded over bandages, perhaps?
Very much so, very much so.
So they were both kind of members of the Irish Club, which was here in Brighton. Now, we do know that the Irish Club was based just under the Arches, which is by Brighton train station. So people might remember the Irish Club. They might know someone who was perhaps a member of it. They might remember maybe their own parents or grandparents who were a member of the Irish Club. So Ryan, you said Ryan was the gentleman who worked there, Michael Ryan.
Yes, yeah. So Michael Ryan was the one that I think ran the club back at that stage. Now he had a brother, Johnny Ryan, who ended up getting married to my grandmother's best friend from over here, Mary Doolan, and they had a number of kids. So they had two twins, sort of around, I think it was about 1951, I've been told. Their names were Anna Ryan and Thomas Ryan, were the twins. And then later on in their life, they had another couple of kids. So they had Raymond Ryan and Dennis Ryan. So hoping that someone out there may still know them, because as far as I'm aware, they didn't move out of the area, or, well, at least at that stage when she was around, they stuck around for quite a while afterwards. So,
you got four, just read out those four names again.
Yeah, so that was Anna Ryan, Thomas Ryan, so they were the twins, and then Raymond Ryan and Dennis Ryan.
Okay, so if you know anyone with the surname Ryan, with those names, twins in particular, that's quite a kind of an uncommon, as was kind of family setup, really. So two twins and two younger siblings as well, with the surname Ryan. So somebody listening might know someone, a second generation Irish person called Ryan, or perhaps even a third generation person called Ryan with parents with those names that you just mentioned. Now, you mentioned a bit earlier on about a Jewish family. Do we know the surname of the family itself?
Yeah, so they were the Simmons family. So I believe it was Carl and Tony Simmons were the two boys that she took care of. Not entirely sure of the spelling of it. It was either with an I or a Y, but that was the sort of original job that she had. And then after that, she was working obviously with the Irish Club, doing the admin over there, and then got herself a job in the Courtlands Hotel, which is sort of over Hove Way, had a chance to go out there as well. They were absolutely lovely, actually. The receptionist took me on a tour around the building to actually show me where she used to work, so I got to see and walk through the same buildings that she would have back in those days.
Now, Brian, you don't live in Brighton yourself, you live in Cheltenham.
Yes, yeah.
So you've come down kind of on a mission, really, to find out as much as you can.
I have been fortunate enough to be able to come across for a couple of days, and I've got a partner that's got some work on here, so I joined on the journey once I found out it was Brighton, so I could try get out there and do a bit of digging around, see if I could find anything to bring back to the family. So, but yeah, it's been good. I've been here for a couple of days now, so.
And you got some more information. So your grandmother has passed away.
She has. That was back in October. So I think it was the last portion of her life she spent obviously in a home in Dublin. And the memory started to fade quite quickly, sort of coming towards the end. We'd been over a couple of times to be able to see her, spend a bit of time with her. I'm just kind of thankful that I was able to introduce her to my now partner. So, but it was getting to that sort of stage where we were having the same conversation over and over again. So she was starting to lose it. But we caught her on a very good day, I think, at one stage when we went back. And that was about a year ago. And that was when she started to sort of open up about the memories that she had about Brighton, and sort of being this late on in her life, still learning something new about her was always quite nice. So I think that's why I'm kind of clinging on to it and making it my mission to see if I can find anything.
What would it mean to your family to, I suppose, to even get a photograph or perhaps even someone that has memories of your grandmother? What would that mean to your family to get in touch with someone like that?
I think it's amazing to be able to sort of fill the gaps. It's one of those things that as a family we don't have a huge amount of information or recollection of her, I suppose, time here. So being able to get anything, any information or anybody that, that may have known her or anything, just to kind of build on those stories that she started to tell us quite late on, to just kind of, yeah, allow us to kind of get a fuller picture of what her life was like. She obviously, at a young age, has jumped over to England to work and kind of set sail to be able to sort of expand on her life, and it ended up becoming quite a pivotal time for her. So the more information that we can get would be absolutely dreams, to be honest. My auntie has kind of given me this as a mission, as she tries to figure out the entire family tree and where we've gone and what we've done. So it'll be absolutely brilliant.
Great. Well, listen, if people have any information, or if they know any of the names you've mentioned, or if any bells have been rung, we'll say, from what you've just mentioned, how can people get in touch with you?
You can definitely get in touch with me through email. Literally, email is probably going to be the best one, which is just my name. So it's Brian Comiskey, then @gmail.com. So Comiskey, Cumiskey. A lot of people seem to spell that one wrong. So it's like the Comiskey's pubs that used to be in Dublin.
Perfect. Well, listen, keep in touch. Let us know if you do hear anything, and if there's anything else we can do, really. Because, you know, as I said, a lot of people listening into to the show who are either first generation, second or third generation Irish, and some of those names you've mentioned may spark something.
Hopefully. Here's hoping. But yeah, no, definitely keep in touch. If I get anything through, I'll let you know.
You've been listening to a Radio Reverb podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review. And to hear more podcasts like this, check out RadioReverb.com.